Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Monday, May 9. The judge presiding over the fraud trial of Guy Sebastian's ex-manager has died suddenly after suffering a stroke. The New South Wales District Court jury was told on Thursday that Judge Peter Zara had been taken ill and the trial was adjourning to today. At the same time, Sebastian tested positive for COVID-19, forcing the singer to cancel 2 upcoming tour dates. This morning, as Sebastian was due to resume giving evidence in his former manager's embezzlement trial, the court was told by Judge James Bennett that Zara had passed away. Members of the jury audibly gasped and wiped away tears as the news was relayed. In a statement, Judge Zara's family said he would be remembered as a special soul. The trial will now resume next Monday. Anthony Albanese has received a rockstar welcome at the Sydney High School he attended as a child as the election campaign enters its final weeks. The opposition leader visited St Mary's Cathedral College with Tanya Plibersek and Catholic Archbishop Anthony Fisher this morning and was immediately bombarded with dozens of young students wanting to get a glimpse of him. Albanese visited the school to announce Labor's plan to spend nearly $150 million on getting more high achievers into teaching and boosting the numbers of science and mathematics teachers. It comes as the latest Ipsos poll published in the Australian Financial Review reveals Labor leads 52% to 40 on a two-party preferred basis, with a news poll published in the Australian showing the two-party support for Labor was at 54% against 46% for the coalition. And the little girl who spent 6 hours on a bus outside a Queensland childcare centre has made a remarkable recovery and is on her way home. 3-year-old Nevaeh Austin has been released from Queensland Children's Hospital in Brisbane less than a week after the incident in Gracemere near Rockhampton. Nevaeh was found unresponsive aboard the bus by childcare workers around 3 p.m. last Wednesday, police believing she'd been forgotten about by staff since 9 a.m. Police and the Department of Education continue to investigate the incident, but no charges have been laid. Now, here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Westpac has reported a 12% fall in cash earnings for the first half of 2022, compared to a year ago, hit by tough competition in the mortgage market. Aggressive cost-cutting at Australia's biggest bank, however, means the results were better than expected, and Westpac has upped its dividend. The Star Entertainment Group has temporarily frozen its rebate program for high rollers, while the investigation into its suitability to run a casino continues. The program enabled at least a dozen gamblers to pay lower gambling duties than required by law. Telco giant TPG has sold its mobile towers and rooftop infrastructure to a Canadian pension fund for $950 million. The move follows Telstra and Optus doing the same in recent years and will help Australia's third biggest telco to repay bank debts. Taking a look at the markets, it's another day in the red for Aussie shares, with the ASX 200 more than 1% lower by lunchtime. Miners are among today's poorest performers, while Westpac's result, that came in stronger than expected, has helped its shares to be among the day's strongest. In the US, all three major indices closed the day and week lower on Friday. For the tech-heavy Nasdaq, that's now 5 straight weeks of lower finishes. The Australian dollar is tumbling alongside weakening risk appetite. It's now buying 70.14 US cents, 66.7 euro cents, and 1.03 New Zealand dollars. And that is your finance fix for Monday, May 9, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffman. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.